Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Yeah, that's how you know Tommy's in the room.
Yeah.
Welcome, Tommy.
The loud mic adjustment.
Just stop touching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Haven't you ever been told that by a group of adults around a table before?
Yeah.
Just stop touching it. God, no, you're right back to middle school. Why are you sitting on that chair like you're the kid on the bus who can't sit still?
That's why. I'm already spinning. Now.
That chair has a back, friend, and it's to your side.
He's sitting on an office chair that goes high, because this table's high, on his knees. You reminded me of the first kid that I heard the phrase ADHD from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, what's his problem?
Look me up in the dictionary.
He's hyperactive. Right, yeah, we all are. So Tommy said to me out of the blue earlier today, hey, you know those Adidas slides? And deep in my head, before, as I was saying, yeah, I thought to myself, how stupid does he think I am? Of course I know those. Yeah.
They've been around since like the 80s.
Literally every high schooler wears them around.
What are these? Are they cars?
And just to clarify, for anybody who didn't, Tommy just sent a picture of those Adidas slides.
Oh, good.
Well, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Hey, stupids, ever hear of shoes?
Hey, these have been around for 30 years.
No, that's not that's not why we brought you in here to belittle you for thinking we don't know shoes. Because there are tons of things we don't know that you're like, how could you not know that? Well, so I get it.
Nowadays, when I think of slides, I honestly think of like slippers, like those Uggs slippers. I think of that as sliders. I think like generally anything that's open back like that is a slider.
So you mean anything you might slide your foot into?
You mean like a slide? Like an Adidas slide?
There's winter slides and summer slides.
Did you think that we would think you were talking about the things kids go down at playgrounds?
Well, maybe.
Oh, you're wearing one of those on your foot? That is crazy.
Just want to make sure we weren't thinking I was walking around with a metal slide. Those things hurt. You get that burn. Oh, especially on a hot day.
So Tommy had a big sporting event last night.
Yeah.
What was it?
I had a beer pong tournament, but it was water because they didn't want to use beer, which I respect.
Was it at a bar?
Yeah, it was at the bar up the street here.
It's very confusing. Okay. It's at a bar, but they didn't want to use beer for beer pong.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was for a charity, probably some legal thing.
Nuns there? What's happening? But anyway.
Yeah, it was holy water.
How would you describe this bar?
A little dirty.
You would?
It's
not like a hole in the wall.
No, not by any means.
But it's also not like a place where you're going to go, oh, I bet you they have extravagant food.
Yeah, it's not like they have a cleaning crew, and I'm sure they're not cleaning at the end of the night type beat.
It's dartboards. Dartboard, pool tables.
Yeah.
Would this be described as a townie bar?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, so it's got like the bar smell.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell them what you were grossed out by.
Yeah, so I was grossed out because when I walked in there, I found a new place to live. Woo!
Awesome!
And as I walked in, past this girl, we made eye contact, and I was like, oh, hi. And she said hi back. I'm like, oh, that was so kind of them. And then I walked away, and I was like, oh, my God, wait a minute. All those people, those are my new roommates, and I just ran into them in the wild.
You walked past. In the wild. And you walked past them like they were just strangers.
Yeah. Then they said later, they're like, he had no idea that was you. And I was like, sorry, guys. And so I was talking to them or whatever. And like, it was a good time. It was really fun because obviously I had only had like a brief conversation with them last time. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just here with some people or whatever. And they go, okay, but did you see that guy over there who's, I'm like, wearing the slides at the bar? And they go, yes. And I'm like, yeah, what's up with that? And I thought that was so gross. I'm not a fan of that.
So bare feet and slides at the bar.
Yes.
I'm
against that. I think that those belong in the home. And that's just crazy to wear slides to a bar because for me, that's like low level wearing like that. If you're going
low level wearing.
Yeah.
I like the way you think.
Are you trying to say trashy?
It's absolutely trashy. And I think it's super trashy. And I'm not saying this bar is like the most pristine place in the world, but even I think that was trashy for a trashy bar.
Yeah.
Like, is it just the slides or is it any kind of open-toed thing?
I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, because welcome to hip hypocrisy town. Okay.
Yeah, so like what I'm wearing Birkenstock sliders. Would that be gross?
Those, okay, so here's what I was thinking. That's tasteful exposure.
Why? What's the difference?
I agree with this.
Because
actually,
it's
because slides are $20. You walk in, you put those on when you're taking the dog to go bathroom, or you just need to run a quick errand. If you're wearing slides to the bar where you're going out and you're intent, I think that's so lazy.
Okay, wait, I agree.
It's pretty lazy fashion. I have to agree with you. Because up until about 5 years ago, those were known as shower shoes.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. That's okay, what I'm saying.
And, what about you would wear those like when you were at a gym a shower so you didn't get athlete's foot.
People wear flip-flops out. They did when they were more popular. Now nobody wears them.
But I wouldn't wear flip-flops to a bar.
Why not?
Because it's
it looks
sticky.
Trashy.
Exactly.
Yeah, bar tar.
It looks trashy.
Bar tar is exactly it. Yeah. If I'm stepping in something where my foot can flop on its own, if I'm wearing a flip-flop and it just...
You mean like the shoe Kelly has on that you said is okay?
Those are built. Those have like ruggedness to them. A slide from Adidas that's $20 and you can wear in the shower, that's trashy.
It's the same technology the same. To keep it on your foot. I don't care about the price. Ooh. It's not like Kelly's ties around her foot like she's Nanook of the North.
But there is a weird difference there. I don't know what it
is.
Even
it's
though
hypocrisy.
Even though the Adidas ones are rubber and you could easily just rinse the bar tar off, and you can't necessarily do that with any sort of like Birkenstocks, or I call them Jesus slides.
Mm-hmm. As they are.
Yeah, exactly. They're the
That's
shoes
the
of
nuns
my father.
Were there. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't like the fact that it's rubbery. It makes that weird squishy noise, and it's in a bar. If you're going to the beach, by all means, you end up at a beach bar and
what
slides?
About the grocery store?
That's fine. People go in their pajamas to the grocery store.
Why is that okay? Those people are
because
gross
the bar is a social.
Too.
The bar is a social space. When you go to the store, you're not trying to make friends. Everyone's there on their own mission.
So you can't make friends with someone if you can see their toes.
No.
Unless they're in a nice shoe that you think they spent money on.
If the dogs are barking, it better be a nice yip. Not
okay,
a...
so...
Nice.
But like, okay.
That's what I learned.
The skinnier flat shoes that like we could wear, like Maitland and I would probably have 10 pairs of these much skinnier flat shoes. They don't have as nearly thick of a bottom, or like your $2 Old Navy flip-flops.
Yeah.
I would never wear those to a bar. Because the chances of me walking around and stepping in bar tar and it getting on the bottom of my foot is so nasty to me. It's so nasty
but
to me.
Aren't you a big barefoot person outside all the time?
Oh, yeah. I'm grounding all the time.
Probably a lot of similar things to bar tar that get on your feet.
But that's natural. That's nature right there. You know,
everything in the bar comes from nature.
Yeah. Yeast barley and hops.
Lots of infections.
Okay. You're making valid points here, and I've stepped in a lot of poop in my own backyard while barefoot.
It's just toe a double squishy. Stand. Like, because I asked Tommy, I said, so a woman in a nice heel that shows all of her heel but just has a strap across the top and the toes slide in?
Classic.
That would
that's tasteful.
Yeah, well, it's hot, is what it is.
Exactly.
But slides are disgusting.
Yeah.
There's
well as anyone.
It's gross.
I'm not arguing. You're arguing aesthetics.
Yeah.
You're arguing taste.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
He's saying it's gross because the foot is exposed. It's exposed both ways.
Okay. If you're wearing slides, this is my opinion. I don't think slides should ever not have socks with them. That's how I feel. If you're wearing an Adidas slide, what are you looking at?
I want to see what you're wearing.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my red Adidas shoes, oddly enough, but I am wearing black socks with them.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Keep going. Make your point.
But I just think that the Adidas slide is kind of trashy, and so you better make them look a little better. And I think that socks with slides makes a big difference. But you never want to wear socks with toe sandals. That's bad.
Why would that be less trashy if they had a white sock with their slide? That's just going to soak up the bar tar.
No, yeah, and that's just generational, too, because when 20 years ago, if you had said, if you wear socks with sandals, that is the lamest thing that you could possibly do.
Well, that would be a moron would do that.
Yeah.
Well, socks with sandals, I think, is still wrong. Like, if you have Chacos and you're wearing socks, that is despicable.
That is weird.
But even, I wouldn't even say wearing socks with Birkenstocks is kind of okay. But a slide, it's so simple that putting socks on, it makes it feel like, okay, they at least put thought and effort instead of just sliding and walking out the door.
I can't wait. Thought and effort. They just put socks on and then put those on
their
feet.
That's an extra step.
I can't wait to see in the future when that whole thing swings back the opposite way and it's not cool to wear socks with slides anymore. I can't wait to see your brain break.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
People don't want to see toes.
It's going to happen.
If you ask 25-year-old me if it would ever be okay to wear socks with your slides, I would have laughed in your face and said, good luck, nerd.
Yeah. Well, I bet that same thing, you would never have 20 years ago come in wearing a Detroit Tigers shirt, a sweatshirt, as just the weight of casualness has changed.
Actually, he would have. We totally would have.
Really?
We've worked in radio our whole lives.
I mean, we wore hoodies.
That's fair.
Yeah, our whole lives, yeah. In high school, too.
But casual has changed
you're right.
Since 2020, especially.
But it also changed between 1980 and 2000.
Yes.
That's what it does, and that's our point. It'll change. Steve's right. It all goes in cycles.
But the thing is that I think is that the difference is women wear nicer shoes and have nicer feet.
That's
only
true.
Disgusting guys wear shower shoes to the bar, and they have disgusting feet. And the reason why you would wear a sock with them is because, unlike a Birkenstock, which has a regular sole on the inside, the slides are rubber. So it is you put them on, and 1 second later, there is sweat in there.
Oh, God, you're right.
And so there's a slickness.
It's so much better
grossness.
With the shoe that soaks the sweat
smells.
And the skin in and keeps it there, like the Birkenstock.
No, it's a separation.
No, it's separation.
Like when you wear socks, it's the same thing. Like when we used to wear boat shoes all the time, or docksiders, or whatever you want to call those.
Boy, did they
when
smell.
When you would wear them without socks.
Worst smelling thing ever.
If you wore them with socks, you could have them for 10 years and they'd never smell. You wore them for 1 minute without socks and it was like a compost pile because it immediately changes because that's the direct sweat and skin and leather is just gross. And same with rubber. And so not only does it smell, but it looks like garbage. It's trash.
Tommy,
let me ask you this. I agree with Tommy.
Do people your age show a rainbow flip-flops? Are rainbow flip-flops a big deal?
Like, flip-flops that are in the design of a rainbow?
No. Oh, no. Okay.
What a rainbow.
Is that a brand?
I've never heard of that.
Nobody's ever heard of. Okay. You're talking about boat shoes because boat shoes were really big up until I got to college. And then by college, the summer shoes were rainbow flip-flops. It's a brand. And it's like the Birkenstock of flip-flops.
Oh,
so they form to your feet. They're $100 flip-flops. It's ridiculous. And people would wear those out to the bar. And it was always acceptable if a girl wore them out because their toes were done or at least taken care of.
I know what these are. Sorry.
But
yes.
When guys wore them out, it was instantly gross to me. I'm like, that's so like put on a shoe, man. You're at the bar. But I'd be in my rainbow flip-flops thinking that.
I have a pair that are similar to this. They're not that brand, but I mean, they look exactly like that.
Yeah.
And in the summer, I wear them everywhere.
Yeah. They're great flip-flops. But in college, if I saw a guy wearing those at the bar, I'd be like, I bet your feet smell so bad.
Yeah, they're fancy Jesus sandals.
Yes, exactly.
I would never wear those to a bar, unless it was like a beach bar.
Yeah, right.
Then
that's
different.
Yeah.
But like a regular bar. But part of it is not only fashion, but I also know that I'm more likely than anywhere to have my toes stepped on at a bar with wobbly idiots around.
Yes.
And I hate.
We cannot take. Hot Wings was still wearing Seinfeld New Balance dad shoes until about 10 minutes
those
ago.
Those are in right now.
Again.
Those are so in.
I don't care. They still look stupid.
Yeah, except that it made perfect sense when I had them because that's when I had my old Corvette. And so I fit right in. I could wear Hawaiian shirts and I could wear jorts. And I could wear New Balance shoes.
So once you sold the car, you had to get rid of that stuff?
Yeah. I put the shoes in the trunk and sold the car.
This is
a package deal.
This is why I get so mad at all you skanks that say Hot Wings is the hot one.
That's in his name.
Yeah. Just kidding. Hey, what do you think about this? It's sort of related to barely. Adults who wear socks outside but no shoes.
Oh.
Like to take the trash out?
To just go outside and do things.
Like wearing, that's just dumb. That's your socks.
Like I know a guy who's like, he's like, I wear black socks so that I can wear them outside.
I'll wear them.
Why?
Like if I'm at my house.
Can you imagine being aligned with that fashion moron?
No,
I'll do that.
That sounds dumb.
I'll sometimes do that.
I don't care for that.
Like I don't go out of my.
Did you change your sock strategy so your white socks or other colored socks wouldn't get dirty?
No, I mean, like if I'm in my house.
Did you switch to earth-based color socks before you gave your hot Adidas sock slide take?
Oh. If I'm in my house.
I'm caught on here.
Tommy's the one. Tommy told me this morning he switched to black socks because he doesn't like to be barefoot.
There is no honor among thieves in this room.
I mean, I don't like to be barefoot either, but I also don't like to have my socks ruined.
We got no barefoot, never nude, no barefoot, never nude. Oh, this side, these three over here, bunch of weirdos.
I don't mind being barefoot as much as the next person, but I would prefer
It sounds like you do.
It's the same reason of the slides. I think it's... there, I don't think it's tasteful to be walking around without my toes on. Wait,
I
what?
Without your toes on?
Yeah, I got to put all 10
like
of them
at your house, when you go outside, you don't think it's tasteful to wear bare feet, but it's okay to go get the mail or walk down the street with your cat?
I don't think it's tasteful for me. Everybody else can do it if they want, but I love having socks on. I love it.
That's
I just don't
thing
take them
I've
off.
I've heard anyone say on earth.
There like is nothing better than running in grass and socks.
Oh, that's weird. What? Nope, I don't care for that, actually. No, that makes me feel barfy.
When I was
like
a kid, I used to wear socks to bed just for the joy of taking them off and feeling the cool sheets at night.
It seems so slippery.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's the best part. What if you accidentally slip? That's funny.
I don't. I like socks when I'm wearing shoes. Other than that, I really don't care for socks.
Oh, see, man. I love them when it's cold. Love them.
I have socks on. If I'm awake, I probably have socks on.
First Even thing if you're
I
do outside, hot wings.
But I would have shoes on as well. But I don't just go out with my socks on. That you're just wrecking
your
socks.
Seven.
Yeah, oh. I don't like my socks to be dirty.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why I put shoes on, because they're made to be dirty. They have a dirty side.
But no one knows they're dirty if they're dark.
What do you have, an unlimited sock budget? Steve's like, yeah, whatever, I can get new ones.
Can't hide money.
Are you an outside socker too, Steve? You wear your socks outside with no shoes on?
Yeah, are you out working on your Comanche and your little toe socks?
No, but
he's got garage socks, gross.
Yeah, garages are dirty.
I hate having to go from, like, once my shoes are off, putting them back on is one of the most difficult things in the world for me. I'll be like, oh God, I cannot do this. So if I'm in the house and I have to go outside, like into the garage to do whatever or run down and check the mailbox, I'll do it in socks. I don't care.
You
I'm not
go all the way to your mailbox in socks?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's
gross.
Why is it gross?
It's gross and it's dumb and it's lazy.
Okay, this is
lazy,
the same.
Yes.
You're a filthy person, Steve.
Gross.
I respected you until now.
No,
I actually thought.
I did.
I thought Steve got into bed each night with his wife wearing his shoes. So this is actually an improvement for me. All right. Well, we've gotten to the bottom of this. So Tommy judges others, but he's a sock weirdo.
Sock weirdo? Oh, my goodness. No, that's nothing weird about that. It's
no, it is.
I have well. Okay, well, here's the next part. I know my dog got time for it. I've got pairs of outdoor socks and pairs of indoor socks.
How do you differentiate?
Well, the outdoor socks are the ones that are already nasty, and they're white. Yeah. They're white socks that are gross. I'll wear them outside. I don't care. They're already gross. But my tasteful black Adidas socks that I wear all the time, they are clean enough, and they don't go in my bed. That's crazy.
Socks in bed is weird to me.
Yeah, especially outdoor socks. But I have indoor and outdoor socks too, but my outdoor socks are called shoes. Yep. They go over my indoor socks.
Fair is fair.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Struggling with corn rootworm, equipment clogs, and costly slowdowns? Say hello to Apello, a new soil-applied insecticide from Syngenta. Powered by Plinazolin technology, Apello is a smooth, tank-mix-friendly formulation that tackles rootworm with ease. Say goodbye to the past and hello to bigger bushels and better returns at brighterwithapello.com. Always read and follow label instructions. Apello is a restricted-use pesticide.